إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد قال الحسن البصري رحمه الله تعالى وغيره من السلف قد ادعى قوما أنهم يحبون الله فأنزل الله تبارك وتعالى آية المحبة قال قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله حسن البصري this illustrious Tabi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that a people, they claimed that they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah revealed the verse as a test for them. And this verse, some of the Salaf used to call it the mihna, the test, the trial. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, say, O Muhammad, if you love Allah, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. If you love Allah, then follow me. And he followed the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will love you, if you love Allah. So is it from the signs of the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for his deen? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with him. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one calls to other than Allah, that he makes dua to other than Allah? وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masajid, the mosques for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not call anyone along with him, subhanahu. So is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, ya akhi, that we follow other than the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow other than the way of Mustafa? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, لَكَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضِلُّ بَعْدِ أَبَدًا كتاب الله وسنتي. In the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I've left two things, and if you hold tight to these two things, you will not go astray ever. The book of Allah, the Quran, and the sunnah, his sunnah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So is it from the love of Allah, ya akhi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today I have perfected your religion, today I have perfected your deen, your religion, and I have completed my favors upon you, and I'm happy for Islam as a religion for you, and I'm pleased with Islam as a religion for you. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we add to this deen? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we add to this perfection? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do actions, ibadah, that's other than legislated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fa huwa radd. Whoever does any action that's indifference to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, to his affair sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's rejected. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fa huwa radd. Whoever innovates into this religion, in this affair that's not from it, then is rejected. From the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that we introduce new things to the deen of Allah? The deen that is perfect? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that we love for other than His sake? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that we love because we got the same tribes? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that we love because we're from the same, we have the same color? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love our brother for money? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love our brother for a worldly affair? Al-akhilla'u yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. Close friends that day, yawm al-qiyamah, there will be enemies. Close friends in this dunya, those who loved each other in this dunya, for other than Allah, there will be enemies. Except for the muttaqoon. Except for the ones who have taqwa. Except for the ones who love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa al-muttaqoon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith, which is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. ثَلَاثُ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجِدَ فِيهِ حَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. That three things, that if somebody has this, They taste the sweetness of Iman. They taste the sweetness of faith. And from those he said, إِنَّ يُحِبُّ الْمَرْءُ, that he loves an individual. لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that he loves an individual. A, he loves his brother, or he loves his sister, and he doesn't love them except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love for other than he's for Allah? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we take companions for other than the sake of Allah? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow people for other than the sake of Allah? That we follow groups, that we follow parties that is in opposition to the way of the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? اِتَّبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا اِتَّبَرَّ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, when those who were followed in this dunya free themselves from those that followed them in the hereafter, they free themselves. And the asbab has gone. The reasons why they were together has gone. It wasn't for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reasons that they were together was for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those asbab is gone. And the people who followed them, they said, if only we can come back to this dunya one more time. If only we can come back to this dunya one more time and free ourselves from those individuals in the dunya, like they free themselves from us in the hereafter. And Allah will show them their regrets, show them their sorrow, and they won't be exiting or coming out from the hellfire. They'll be punished in the hellfire, ya akhi. And ya akhi, Allah doesn't punish the one He loves. قَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاهُ قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. The Yahud and the Nasara, they say that we are the children of Allah and we're His beloved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes you for your sins? A, why does Allah punish you for your sins if He really loves you? Allah doesn't punish the ones who He loves because they have severe love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They follow the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one that the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَى رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad, I have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. Follow his sunnah, follow his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that if you make a mistake or you sin, you don't repent to Allah? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you make a sin to Ar-Rahman, خَالِقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the most merciful, the one who created the heavens and the earth, if you sin and you don't make tawbah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ. Allah loves those who repent to Him and those who purify themselves. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make a mistake and your brother gives you advice that you say, I don't care? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you do a mistake and your brother says to you, قال الله قال الرسول, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, Allah said this, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, is it from the love of Allah to reject it and say, I think this? أتانا قوم من الأعراب, أتانا من الأعراب قوم تفقهوا وليس لهم من الفقه قبل ولا بعد يقولون هذا غير جائز عندنا فمن أنتم حتى يكون لكم عندو. As the Arabs used to say, a group of Arabs that came to us seeking to get knowledge and understanding, but they had no understanding. They say, this is not permissible according to me. This is not permissible according to me. فَمَنْ أَنْتُمُوا حَتَّى يَكُونَ لَكُمْ عِنْدُوا. So who are you for there to be according to you? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya akhi, that we do not sincerely take back our mistakes? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say, if you love Allah truly, then follow me, then Allah would love you. In a narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Anas again, Ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه, when a man came to the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَالَ لَهُ مَتَ السَّعَى. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the last hour? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَالَ لَهُ فَمَاذَا أَعْدَتَ لَهَا. What did you prepare for this last hour? What did you get ready for this last hour? He says, مَا أَعْدَتُ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا الصِّيَامِ وَلَا حَجْ وَلَا صَدَقَ وَلَكِنِّي يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. He said, this man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned him on what he's prepared for the hereafter, he said to him, the companion said to him, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I haven't prepared a lot of prayers. I haven't prepared a lot of fasting. I haven't prepared a lot of hajj. I haven't prepared giving a lot of charity. But I love Allah and His Messenger. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, فَأَنْتَ مَا مَنْ تُحِبْ. And you will be with who you love. Who will we be with, ya akhi? Who will be our companions on the day of judgment, ya akhi? Who will we be with, ya akhi? Those who we love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ يَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غُفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah would love you. Follow me and Allah would love you. You gain the muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awalan. And your signs of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُعْصِي إِلَهَا وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ مُحَبَّهُ هَذَا مَحَالُ فِي الْقِيَاسِ الْبَدِيعُ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ صَادِقًا وَلَوْ كُنْتَ كَانَتْ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَعْطَعْتَهُ فَإِنَّ الْمُحِبُّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مَطِيعُ. As the poet said, that you claim to love Allah. You came to love Allah in apparently, but you disobey Him. This is a very, very, very strange analogy. Because if your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was really truthful, you'd obey him. Because the one who loves someone obeys him. So is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we disobey Ar Rahman, Ya Akhi? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we lie? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't say the truth? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kunu ma sadiqeen, be from those who are truthful. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do ghish, we cheat? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cheat in business. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man ghashana fa laysa minna. Whoever cheats or deceives, it's not from us. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of this, Ya Akhi? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions some ways in which one can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To increase with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the one who increases with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he obeys him. Like Utba ibn Aban rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, man arrafa rabbahu ahabbahu wa man ahabbahu ata'ahu. Utba ibn Aban rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, whoever knows their Lord loves him. And whoever loves him obeys him. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions ways that we can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that we gain the love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the first of those that he mentioned is the Quran. Reflecting on the ayat and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجِدُ فِيهِ اخْتِلَافٌ كَثِيرًا. Do they not contemplate on the Quran? Do they not reflect upon the Quran? If it was from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll find contradictions. Ibn Qayyim says that one has to reflect on the verses of Allah. And in this month of Ramadan, where we are reading the Quran, Ya Allah, let the Quran go further than our throats. When we're reading the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're reading about the Quran, the people from before. We're reading about the stories of those who came before them, us. Those who were punished. Those who were given reward. Those who gained the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we reflecting on these verses? Oh Allah, make these go past our throats. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he also mentions that the way that an individual can get increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by studying and allowing his heart to be connected to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he knows annahu huwa al-haq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, he knows that the Quran 100% is the truth. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, from his name the truth. Then he knows that the sunnah, the sending of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the haq. Yawm al-qiyamah is the haq. The punishment in the grave is the haq. The malaika writing our deeds is the haq. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq. So when he sees and he reflects upon these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he increases in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he knows that Allah is the all-seeing, as-sami' al-basir, as-sami', when he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing and all-seeing, he stays away from ma'asi. He stays away from sins. Because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's reflected on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in turn, obedience they perform for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala also mentions that from the way of increasing in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by doing dhikr and remembering Allah according to the sunnah. By mentioning those adhkar and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember me and I'll remember you. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he also mentions that the way to increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by being amongst people who truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By being amongst the people who are upon the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By being amongst those people who love Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-maru ala dini khalili. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, an individual is upon the religion of his companion. So if your companions are from those who remember Allah, So if your companions are from those who follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if your companions are from those who reflect on the Quran. So if your companions are from those who sit with the scholars. For your companions are those who do not backbite the Muslims and do not backbite Ahlul Sunnah. Then, inshallah, you build those who Allah loves. And you build those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, ikhwan, that we're not patient upon the obedience of Allah? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're not patient to stay away from the haram? Is it from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're not patient regards to the calamities and qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah loves those who are patient. And Allah is with and gives victory and aids those who are patient. As Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, Isbir nafsak ala sunnah. Waqif haythuma waqif al qawm. Waqul bima qalu. وَكَفُّ عَمَّا كَفُّ عَنْ وَاسْلُقْ سَبِيلَكَ سَلَفَ الصَّالِحِ. As Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, be patient on the sunnah. Be patient on the sunnah. And stop where the people stopped. Hey, don't do what the people didn't do, the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf. Stay away from that which they stayed away. Follow the path of your Salaf al-Salih. And that which is sufficient for them is sufficient for you. So by being patient, you increase in the love of Allah. Be patient upon the sunnah. Be patient upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah in reality, then follow me. And Allah will love you. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.